Libertarian Party nominates Chase Oliver as presidential candidate. Political activist Chase Oliver on Sunday won the Libertarian Party presidential nomination over former President Donald Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. after multiple rounds of voting at the party's convention. "We did it. I am officially the presidential nominee," Mr. Oliver stated on the social media platform X. "There is no better unifying ticket in this party than this one. It's time to unify and move forward for liberty." Mr. Oliver also called for the nomination of his running mate, Mike Termott. The 37-year-old libertarian activist previously ran for a Senate seat in Georgia in 2022. He ran for Congress in Georgia's 5th District in 2020 to complete the term of the late civil rights icon John Lewis. His campaign website calls for major cuts to the federal budget with an eye toward balancing the budget, the abolition of the death penalty, the closure of all overseas military bases, and ending military support to Israel and Ukraine. President Trump stated that he would have absolutely secured the Libertarian Party presidential nomination if he had not already been the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. "The reason I didn't file paperwork for the Libertarian nomination, which I would have absolutely gotten if I wanted it, was the fact that, as the Republican nominee, I am not allowed to have the nomination of another party," he stated on X on May 25. "Regardless, I believe I will get a majority of the Libertarian votes," the former president added. The Associated Press contributed to this report.